Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though
we're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, little Chicago. Bringing this back, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, thousands of each one of those. My newsletter is there. Check, subscribe to that, please. All we gotta have is your email, and we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, and get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is there. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between. We got something that will help you with your small business, so check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Birmingham Business Journal is the newest syndicated, the newest member of my column, my news column, my article that I write every week. The newest member of my syndication family, Joel Welker, is the publisher there. Joel, thank you for taking my column.
My pleasure.
I'm looking forward to working with you guys. And I appreciate that very much. Joel, we're talking about the future of print. And don't we need to quit saying that, the future of print? Because isn't it really the question, the future of publishing? Because, I mean, I know you guys are doing well with your print, but in terms of the industry, you know, the railroad industry almost lost their industry 100 years ago or more because they thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the transportation business. You're in the publishing business. You're not necessarily in the print business. Am I right about that?
Well, we're in the information business.
And, there you go.
And we deliver information in three different ways to our subscribers and readers. Is one, to the 33,000 readers that we have every single week in the Friday's paper. We have 9,000 people who receive our daily email update every afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we have probably thousands of people who attend our events throughout the course of the year. We have probably 12 to 13 different events that we have each year here in Birmingham.
Well, exactly. And the only reason why, though, I'm going to push back on you a little bit. I agree with the information thing, but when I think of publishers, I think of professionalism. And there are a lot of people out there that are distributing what they consider to be information, but it's not necessarily published. And this is something that Steve Jobs said a while back when he talked about the iPad. He said he thought the iPad would help save the magazine industry. And he said, because the world needs editors. And I thought that was an interesting comment for him to make. What do you think?
I agree. I don't have a degree in journalism. I'm not a writer. I'm a sales and marketing guy who happens to run this newspaper. But our editorial staff is really what it's all about. And there's a lot of people out on the internet blogging and putting out information that is just really not credible. Not edited, it's not sourced, it's hearsay. And so I do agree with you that we do need to have a quality journalist who and I think that we need to have daily newspapers also to keep our communities honest.
Absolutely, Joel. And based on what you were just saying, as consumers, one of the responsibilities that we have as someone who gets this information a lot easier than we used to get it, maybe even a lot less expensively than we used to get it, we have an obligation to make sure that we do our own due diligence on the news that we get, especially when it comes unvetted and unsourced, as you say. What do you think?
Most definitely. I think that's one of the things that people look to the business journal is that I run a small business here in Birmingham, and as a consumer of the product that my editorial staff puts out, I trust them to go out and, without an agenda, tell me what's happening in the business community so I can better run my business. So they're a trusted source of information so that when I get something from the business journal, whether it's an email, the newspaper, or attending one of the events, I'm getting information that I trust and I know that I probably couldn't get somewhere else.
And you can have a professional dialogue with, special professional conversation with, and someone you can hold accountable.
Exactly.
As a reader, I can hold you accountable. People hold me accountable for the things that I say and the ideas that I have. So So these are important, and this is why I think it's important for the general public to support professional organizations that are doing their best to put out information in a way. I mean, it's if you're just trying to save $39 a year and not have a newspaper, you know what? That I'm not asking you to throw your money away on things, but the publishing industry, the professional journalism industry, is going through a tough time right now, and we need our security, our liberties, Joel, depend upon the press.
I agree completely.
So you know, that's one of the things that the founders knew, didn't they? As much as the founders knew, as many times as the founders would get irritated at the press, they knew that a free press was critical to our future, didn't they?
Well, I know that lots of times I get calls from business owners and leaders here in Birmingham about topics that we write about here. Sometimes they don't necessarily agree with it, but they know that we're relevant. And that's the important thing for a newspaper is to be relevant, that if we wrote things and no one really cared, that it really wouldn't matter what we wrote. But people know
right.
that people are reading us. They trust what we bring to them. So people out there are very concerned with the content that we have about their organizations in our newspaper.
Do you see the day when your product will no longer be on newsprint?
I don't think so. I think that it may be down the road. I think the challenging point for people is that how are they going to be able to monetize the internet and phone devices?
That's the issue right there. I want to talk about the electronic of future when we come back with Joel. Also, he's got a big soiree coming up in November, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too. 10 Till, right back with Joel Welker. He's the publisher of Birmingham Business Journal. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.